So, God says, I have chosen a son of Jesse. Son of Jesse. And then the prophet Samuel went, he looked at Eliab. Surely the Lord's anointed is before me. Because he was tall. He was handsome. I guess he was that too. You know, tall, dark, and handsome. He may have been. I'm not sure. But looking at him, Samuel said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. And what does God say to him? Don't look at his idol statue. Don't look at the pleasing countenance that he has. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So then he saw, okay, not that one, Abinadab. Not that one, Shammah. Not that one, four more sons passed. And he said to Jesse, are these all the children? Jesse said, oh, the other one. Oh, the other one is the sheep. We didn't bother calling because he's nothing in our sight, so to speak. Well, that which men have thrown aside, that's what God is. Not many noble, not many wise, not many mighty. That's not what God uses. So he says, you send for him. We are not going to sit down to eat if he comes. And then again, the Lord says, arise and anoint him, because that's the chosen one. The one that the brothers, because in chapter 17, they said, you know, I know why you came to this battle. I know why you came. I know the naughtiness of your heart. You came down here to see the battle. You came down here to see us. God is knocking. He said, no. What now have I done? And the literal translation, was it not laid on me? The Lord Jesus, in coming to this world, was laid on him a task from his father. And the same was laid on David, a task from his father. Come now, I'll send you to your brethren. Saul represents the first man. Looks good, but disobedient. And David represents the second man, one who is obedient. God and his father says, come now, I will send you. And he goes. But what happens? All that belongs to the first man persecutes the second man. Everything that is loved and respected and admired in man of this world, the first man, is put aside and refused and rejected. And they, in turn, reject what God has chosen. So David escapes, goes to the cave Adullam. And what is in Jerusalem where God had put his name? You know, religion is a serious thing. Where God had put his name was a king whom God had rejected. And all the people that came to David were dissatisfied with what was going on in Jerusalem. They were dissatisfied with Saul. We read there, on his father's house, and his brethren went down to him in a cave. Now, you know, when we were in school, they used to tell you about cave men. Now, people, oh, they lived in caves first. But let me say this straight up. This theory that human beings developed from slime and cavemen was one part of their development is a load of rubbish. I don't even think a good garbage can collect garbage collector would want to have it. It is nonsense. Because every time you read a cave in scripture, it is hiding or running away or a place for the dead. What did Abraham say? I let me buy the cave of Machpelah that I may not develop, bury my dead. Cave of Machpelah. Lot went to a cave, and what happened there? Whoa, his family life dissipated. And David here is in the cave of Adullam, hiding. And we read in Hebrews chapter 11, that they hid in caves and dens of the earth. It is not development. It is aggression. It is falling away. It is weakness when men live in caves. Let me say this. God made man to stand upright. And man has searched out many devices. And the thing that he wants us to understand is that man did not come from slime and develop intelligence. No. Man came from the hands of God. Let us make man. And man has been degenerating ever since he fell into sin. So he went down to the cave of Adullam. And all his brethren and all his father's house were gathered unto him. They had no enjoyment with what was going on in Jerusalem. Even though God had placed his name there. Remember that. Even though God had placed his name there, they had no enjoyment with what was going on. The king, the very leader in Jerusalem, was disobedient to God. Let me read, all that were in distress. Distress. They had no hope. They came to David. David is in a cave, and you're going to him because you have no hope? He was God's anointed king. And because he was God's anointed king, they went to him. And this took faith. They knew he was God's anointed king, but he was running for his life. So it took faith to go to David where he was. Doesn't that strike a bell to us? The Lord Jesus is rejected. He was crucified and slain here on this earth. And it takes faith for us to go to him, the one whom this world has rejected and said, I'm not. But God has highly exalted him. And we, by faith, see him. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. And because we see him by faith, we can go to him in all our distresses. Just as these men went to David in their distress. But it says also, who was in debt. They had no money to pay. They had no resources. They went to David. In the cave where he was, they went to him. And found resources in him that they could only find in himself. Isn't it the same with us? Money cannot answer our problems. Money might answer all things under the sun. A house, a car, and pay a debt. But it cannot answer our need. It says that J. Paul Getty, rich as he was, drank pop. All the caviar that he might have bought with his money, his stomach was so ruined, he drank pop. Because it ate the entire hotel when he was traveling. But he couldn't change the constitution of his stomach. And so with all his money, all he could drink was pop. Money cannot give us health. And then they won, well, that was discontenting. They did not like how things were going. And they did not have a revolution. You know, that's the very first thing we talk about these days. We don't like how things are going, let's have a revolution. They didn't say have a revolution. They went to someone who, in spite of his lowly condition, could give them the satisfaction of their heart. And the scripture tells us they gathered themselves unto him. They gathered themselves unto him. He became a captain over them. New Testament language. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.